Second date update.
You know, one of my favorite memories of all time is going on a road trip with my family
once I
turned 21.
Wait, really?
And all of us simultaneously yelled at our driver to stop when we saw the sign. Jurassic Bar.
Hey, wait a minute, not the Jurassic
Bar. Hold on, you were
bar.
With your mom?
Yeah, what?
The whole family, mom, dad, and the sister, and it was just a regular bar, but with a dinosaur-themed night.
Okay.
Yeah. And so if you went in, you got a dollar off your draft if you roared like a dinosaur.
Oh, that's good.
And I don't know how many drinks my mom had that night, but again, we had a private chauffeur, so it didn't matter.
Oh, I thought you meant like when you said driver, like Uber.
No.
He's our driver.
So your driver.
Right.
I see.
And I'm sure our listeners have also had a lot of fun memories of certain themed nights at different pubs around the country. And today a guy named Reed sent us an email saying he believes he met the girl of his dreams recently at a themed bar night.
I love when you relate to the regular people, Jeff.
Reed, what's your driver's name?
It's tough.
Who's your butler?
Unfortunately, no butlers in my life.
Okay.
There is a siren in my life.
Oh, I've been to one of those theme bars where it's like ER. Have you seen those? No, honestly. And they would give you shots in
syringes. Yeah,
and
I've been there.
That was when you gave birth to your children.
Oh,
I know you had a lot of drugs pumping through you. That wasn't a bar.
Dang it.
Sorry about that, Reed. Let's get to you and your date. Where did you go? What was this themed bar night?
It was very fun, very cool. It's a note passing night. Have you heard of one of these?
Oh, no.
What is this, middle school?
Alexis has officially checked out already, though.
you changed my mind.
Can you explain how does it work?
So the way it actually works, when you go in, there's different tables set up. So what you can do is while you're there, you look around the tables, and if you see someone that you might be interested in, you can anonymously send them a note from your table.
I have done something like this, actually.
Have you?
Really?
Is it like a singles event?
I did it on Valentine's Day, so Cupid is the one who passed your notes between you. Someone dressed as Cupid.
But if you don't ever know who the note's from, how do you meet the person?
You could sign your name or not. When I went.
Oh, it could be anonymous.
Okay.
I don't know how his worked. But.
So how did it go for you, Reed?
It ended up going really well. I'd really kind of been in this just habit of really only meeting through the apps, and I wanted to actually meet in person, and it seemed like a fun way to transition into that.
Can I ask you, Reed, during the event, how many notes did you pass about other people? How many women were you note passing to?
So what ended up happening early on, I saw one girl who was rather attractive and I was rather interested.
Okay. Is this the girl that we're talking about for your second date update?
It is.
Can we know her name?
It is. Tina.
What did you write to her?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what I put in the first one?
Okay. What'd you say?
What'd you write?
I put down, in 2 minutes, I'll walk past your table and I hope to see that beautiful smile again. And then I had to lay a dot, dot, dot. And I said, I already did that 4 times.
Oh, is it Joe?
Okay.
Hopefully she got it, because it could be taken differently.
Yeah, hovering.
Did she write back and said, oh, you're the weird guy that keeps walking past me?
That's that smell.
No, she liked it. And she wrote back. And then we ended up passing the notes all night.
Oh, just you and her.
Yeah, and then the last one had her phone number on it.
Wow, that's amazing,
bro. It worked out.
Wait, is it silent in this bar? Yeah. Like, can you not talk?
Good question. Can you at least hear, like, anything?
Just paper?
Yeah. Or, like, drinks clinking?
You can, actually, because it's people come in groups. So she was in a group.
Okay. So you're chatting with friends.
Okay, so less awkward than I'm imagining.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So at any point, do you go over and, like, actually speak to her with your voice? Or is it all note passing?
Here's the thing. You could, but that night we didn't. I think we were just kind of enjoying the fun of the theme. And when she gave me her number, I ended up texting. And we've been texting for a couple weeks at this point.
Oh, why are we
and
here?
We still haven't actually spoke.
What? You have no idea what her voice sounds like?
No, I have no idea.
Wow. Okay, this is interesting.
That's
we don't
crazy.
Have a whole lot to go off of then. I guess what we need to do is hear some of the texts that you guys have sent back and forth.
Oh, that's a good idea. Like how flirty they are.
Yeah, we get a sense of...
Do you really, you need that?
Yes! Are they appropriate?
I think you would give us a good idea of what we're working with here with Tina.
Here, I'll let me find a good one.
Okay.
I said, when can I see you again? Pick a day that ends in Y.
Ah, that's cute.
Cute, bro.
That's cute.
It's so corny that it's funny.
What, Alexis?
Never mind. I was thinking, trying to do math.
Yeah.
What
is the girl math say? They all end in Y.
Okay. It's more spelling than math on that one.
Maybe Tina's just like Alexis and couldn't figure out a day.
Well, I just instantly thought it was only weekdays, and I was like, well, that sucks.
But yeah. Weekends are the best. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay.
What'd she say back?
She just sent the laughy face.
Oh.
Oh, she laughed at it. That's a good thing.
Yeah, but they was supposed to set a date.
Bye.
Okay. Well, here's the thing is, like, you're obviously laying it on pretty thick with her right away through all the messages and texts. You're saying, like, she has a beautiful smile. You can't wait to see her again.
Yeah. That's all nice.
But is she reciprocating?
But a lot of times with girls, if you lay it on that thick, if there's no chase, they lose interest.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is a thing. You can't be too available.
So, I get we have enough, I think, to work with here. You are showing a lot of your cards early on, but maybe we can figure out more when we call her directly, and you'll get to hear her voice for the very first time.
That's crazy. I hope
she sounds like Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello?
Well, who knows? Maybe that would be a turn-on for you. We're going to find out when we come back. We're going to call Tina and try and get your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
On the phone with us today is a man who is good with his words, at least on paper.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Ironically, his name is Reed.
I didn't think of it either, Jeff.
This is just so perfect for this.
Oh, please tell me his last name is right.
Yeah. No, that's his brother.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm playing the Notebook music right now because his first meeting with a girl named Tina involved an actual notebook.
Oh. Wow. It's actually a pretty cute meet cute.
Yeah, because see, they were both at a themed bar night where you could write letters to people at other tables and pass notes back and forth. And that's how he ended up getting Tina's number. They have been texting ever since. He just hasn't locked down an official date yet.
Yeah. And like, maybe he's too eager is kind of what we were thinking.
Maybe picking up on. There's also the tiny problem of the fact that they've never actually spoken words with their voices yet to each other.
Small issues, Jeff. Yeah. That's what texting's for.
We are all, including him, going to hear her voice for the first time.
Yeah. So we've heard some of the texts, but I do want to get to the last text that she sent because we never were able to get to it, Reed. Can you read us the final text that you sent that she never responded to?
Oh. I said, I miss you like stormtroopers miss their targets.
That's a lot, guys.
Because they're like notoriously bad at
shooting
their guns.
Anyone at Star Wars.
Okay.
Brooke's like, I got it.
No, I got it.
It's
but
not funny.
It's a lot.
I would be freaked out a little bit if someone said I miss you when I haven't spent any time in person with them.
Yeah, and just like, you know, going over what we were saying before, you've already kind of put all of your cards down on the table for her.
Seems like it.
It's like you flipped them and then you flipped them again. Yeah. And you got them out again.
Are we going to try to hide some?
Maybe we try and be a little more coy when we're actually speaking with
her. Okay. Maybe it was a little much. I thought it was fun, but... maybe you guys can help balance me out.
No,
that's all right.
It is fun.
Two people get there together.
It's
not
sweet.
Just one
you
person.
Seem like a sweet dude.
Yeah,
I like you.
You do.
We're all here for you. Oh, actually, I'm going to be making the call, so never mind. Shut up.
No, you're also here.
Okay. I'm going to dial Tina right now. We get to hear her voice for the very first time. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tina?
This is Tina. Who is this?
Tina, you're on the radio right now.
Hey!
With the show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
I'm not interested. Thanks. Sorry.
No. Wait.
I wouldn't be either.
We're not selling anything.
It's not a spam call, Tina.
Yeah, no, it's a legit thing.
Uh-huh.
We're doing a segment called A Second Date Update, and we're trying to help out one of our listeners that you've met before, sort of.
Oh my gosh, I've heard this before. For real?
Yes!
Isn't this a real thing?
Isn't that fun?
Okay.
So, I don't know if you remember this, but the other night you met a guy at a note passing bar. thing?
I think it was a couple weeks ago, in fact.
Yeah, it may have been a while ago. His name's Reed.
Yeah, I know Reed.
Okay.
Okay, cool. What do you think?
He was nice. He was cute. Oh. He texted a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like fun, and I haven't met him or anything.
Yeah, we heard that. Yeah. We've heard a little bit about the bar night. What was the bar night like for you?
I hadn't done anything like that before, but I ended up, I think, exchanging numbers with like three guys.
Oh.
Oh.
Cool. Oh.
You were popular.
It was more successful than I thought it was going to be.
Okay. So you've been texting with a couple of guys from the thing.
Yeah. Okay. I actually ended up going out with one of them like last week.
Oh. Oh, cheated on our boy.
It doesn't a cheat.
I
what
know.
Are you talking
I'm
about?
Yeah. Everyone calm down.
Well, okay. That's totally fine. But has Reed been in your mind at all?
Radar?
I mean, like I said, we like text on and off throughout the week. And he's like cute. He's funny, kind of flirty. He's always like really jokey over text. But the thing is, he just hasn't actually asked me out yet. Like,
I see.
Wow.
So you've been waiting for Reed to like make the move and he hasn't gone for it.
Yeah, I just don't have time for like a text buddy or pen pal. Like, do you want to bring me out or not?
Yeah.
Well,
totally.
That's a great question.
Well, before I tell you what I have to say here, where's your relationship with the other guy at that you've been out with one time?
I mean, it's just kind of that. Like, it was a good date. He was cute. He was nice. We had like a little bit in common, but it was
sounds boring.
Dinner. So,
ew, dinner.
I told him I'm down to go out again next week, but it wasn't like, oh my God. Head over heels immediately.
It's just like, meh. Casual. Like everyone.
But you're not exclusive with that guy, right?
No. Oh, my God. That would be crazy.
Okay, good. I'm really glad that you said that. And you know who's extra happy to hear it is Reed, because he's been on the other line listening this entire time.
Oh, my God. I was so worried you were going to say that.
Our boy Reed.
Reed has been wanting to talk to you. Reed, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey.
Come on, Reed.
Dude, what good news, Reed?
Say hi to Tina for the very first time with your voice.
Oh, yeah.
How about Tina, hands up. I'm in the FBI, and you're on my most wanted list. Huh?
Bro, that's... Well, okay.
All right.
You don't need to give her a line.
Reed.
You're just talking.
Are you not listening to what she was saying before about...
Try again. I think he got nervous.
I'm just having a little fun.
Yeah, we understand.
Maybe let's turn it off.
No. All I'm saying is that when it comes to Christmas and Santa asks me what I want, Tina, I'm sending him a link to your IG.
What are these one-liners?
I know, bro. It's pretty cringe, man.
It's not cringe. It's just because she reminds me of someone.
He's got something around him.
I don't know if I like that.
Who does she remind you of?
My next girlfriend.
Oh my god.
Reed.
I didn't see it.
Reed, man.
That was kind of funny.
It kind of implies you have a current girlfriend, too. So
I know.
Don't dissect it, okay? Let's just move on
Reed,
from it.
Are you trying to just make these guys laugh, or are you trying to turn a woman
What's
on? You can't do both.
Okay.
Exactly.
You guys, I'm just flirting with her. We haven't actually talked yet. I'm just getting started. I'm just building up something.
Do you have like a normal conversation question then?
I don't know how Tina's feeling about this, Reed, honestly.
I feel like I dare you, Reed, to just say something that wasn't scripted. Then maybe.
Maybe just even ask her out, just straight up.
Yeah.
Like, that's a crazy idea, I know.
I mean, she teed you up better than I've ever heard anyone.
She's begging for you to ask her out.
Go ahead, Reed. Now's your moment.
Okay. Well, then I'm just wondering if maybe, Tina, would you want to be my little spoon? Huh?
Little spoon?
Little spoon?
Hey, I want to take her out for soup.
Soup? Wow.
Tina, do you like soup?
Nope.
Wait.
Who says soup?
What is happening?
Is that
a joke or is that not a joke?
I don't know.
It's like something my grandfather would really love.
Yeah.
Like, soup.
And you're like, Grandpa, do you really want soup? Like, no one knows.
Dude.
Like, there's someone out there who's going to love this, but it's not me.
Well, no.
No, look, I think he was trying to ask you out right there.
If he's not going to do it, I'm just going to do it for him. Because want the two of you to go out on a date in person, and we would pay for the date, Tina.
Hey, Matt, you kind of... That's what I was building up to. I was just going to ask her that.
Okay. You stopped him.
Well, we can't wait like 40 minutes for you to get every line out. We need to get to it.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time here.
So go ahead. Ask her yourself.
Okay.
No lines.
You're single. I'm single. I feel like this is a problem we can solve together.
Okay.
What?
I never should have trusted this guy.
I feel like I'm going to fight fire with fire, and I'm going to say, unfortunately, at this point, I'm going to make like a tree and leave.
Yeah, we should light
now that she's speaking
fire.
Reed's language.
I know. It could have been perfect.
But we're perfect for each other. You hear that?
How?
She's funny. I'm funny. We have similar humor.
Okay.
I think she was being sarcastic.
I think you're misreading that.
Yeah. Again.
Reed. You got to work on being more direct with these women that you like.
And just be yourself for a second. You don't need all these lines, Reed. Mm-hmm. You're a charming guy, man.
Yeah, she's wanting you already.
But that is myself. That's what I like.
Okay.
Well, maybe leave yourself on the side of the road first. You can be somebody else and ask her out.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know what? This is his fault on that one.
You think?
We can't take the blame for what just happened.
Yeah. Does he memorize them all?
I don't know
where he has those from.
Written on his hand?
But there is a window after you meet someone when you really need to ask them out. Like, you only have a certain amount of time. And not only did he miss his window, she opened up another window for him,
absolutely.
And he missed that one, too.
And she screamed through the window, "This is the window!
Please.
This is it!"
I will say yes to your question.
Yes.
So, gentlemen, make sure to find your window and jump through it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
even if it's 20 stories up, some women are just worth it.
And the thing is, funny is good. But not funny every single thing.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Now you know why it's impossible for me
to get
a date.
I know, it's hard. We've solved
the mystery. Finally. Maybe we could solve your mystery. If you need help with your dating life, email the show. We'll call that person who's not calling you back. And make sure you go listen to all of our podcasts wherever you get yours. They're up at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.